I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Sunday, shooters attacked a Protestant church in Burkina Faso near the country's border. At least 14 people are dead and an undisclosed number of others wounded. Todd Nettleton, a spokesperson for Voice of the Martyrs USA, says this recent attack follows a pattern. The violence is seeping in over its borders.
Burkina Faso has a long border with Mali, where there has been a lot of trouble, a lot of terrorism-type activities. It also shares a border with Niger, which then not far along that border you can get to Nigeria. So it sits in kind of a hotbed of Africa where there is a lot of trouble in some of the surrounding nations.
Please pray for the ability of Christians in Burkina Faso to courageously meet together for worship and fellowship. And the deaf are one of the world's largest unreached and unengaged people groups. Fewer than 2% of the world's 70 million deaf people know of or follow Christ. Through an interpreter, deaf leader Tanya Polstra says Deaf Bible Society holds scripture engagement training in many countries. At a basic level,
scripture engagement is how we see the world as a deaf person. And that is through the use of sign language. When we have sign language scriptures in our language, it helps us to see who the Lord is. We can dive into His Word, and we can see how He expects us to live as His light.
Your gifts to Scripture Engagement are doubled today on Giving Tuesday. For details, visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.